Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to.
And keep an eye on this.
Rugby may be New Zealand's national game and the All Blacks revered with fervour by many, but when it comes to inspiring songwriters, the men in black have had very mixed results, with hackneyed cliches often being the result rather than lyrical grace. In the lead up to last year's World Cup attempt, a couple of particularly bad examples of rugby songs were released. We're going to hear one of them in a moment. It comes from Steve Edwards and it's called Men in Black. The Anzacs, we won the war, that's what we're in Paris for. Was that to be massacred? We've had Anzacs, we've had Colin Needs, the Silver Firm was in there. Are there any more cliches or clumsy metaphors that Steve can throw into the song? Okay, enough already. Now, if you thought that was bad, take a listen to this. This is from Tommy Brewster. It also came out in the lead up to the World Cup. It's called Sweet As Mon Ami.
Gonna play some rugby cans. The Coupe du Monde is up for grabs. We can't let this slip through our hands. They'll do us proud and give their best. Richie's men can beat the rest. Sweet as mon ami,
the shock of defeat. For the first time, New Zealand doesn't even make it to the semi-finals of the World Cup.
It's one of those days that you won't forget.
While the French go crazy over an unexpected victory.
This is 3 News.
Kia ora, welcome from Paris, a city that's celebrating still. We're focusing on the disastrous All Black campaign. Once again, they failed to deliver. We look at what went wrong. Who's to blame? The referee, the players, or the coach?
Or maybe it was the songs. Better songs about rugby have come about when people have taken a more critical viewpoint or come at it from a different angle. For example, this next song, which was recorded in 1960 by the Howard Morrison Quartet. It's based on the Lonnie Donegan song My Old Man's a Dustman, and while it retains the comedy of that, it's also got a barb in the lyrics. In 1960, an All Black tour was proposed of South Africa, with the Maori players to be left behind to appease the apartheid regime. Well, that created a huge protest, and this song was part of it. It's probably New Zealand's first protest record, and also one of the worst recorded. It was recorded in the Pukekohe Town Hall with a tape recorder off to the side of the stage on a plastic microphone. Here's Howard Morrison and My Old Man's an All Black.
Now here's a story full of words. You've heard it all before. It's all about me old man and the game that he adored. As he kicked the ball, as he scores a try, you'll always hear me cry. Oh, my old man's an All Black, he wears a silver fern. His pace just couldn't take him, so he's out now for a term. He'd make them all look silly as he tackled ball and all, and all the girls went crazy as this hoary took a score. Well, now the soccer union offered Dad a part in a team to go to Scotland to play against the Hearts. But to our dear old papa, it was just a silly joke. To kick a ball around all day was not for this old bloke.
I say there, Jerry, my boy, I believe they gave your old man a trial. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah. That's right, Howard. But they didn't tell me it was a dog trial. Well, a little girl came up to Dad and said so quietly, "Will you please play for us, sir? A goalie you will be." "What game is this, my little girl?" "Why, basketball, of course." And everybody heard him yell, "Hey, get me off these courts."
I say, Jerry, my boy, I suppose your old man's a little disappointed. His mates left him behind, is that right?
Well, actually, Howard, he wasn't craving to go. Well, the old black team is leaving, and the best of luck to them. And if they find things tricky, they'll have to play like men, 'cause the Springboks will be watching from Central to Cape Town. The team that ain't got hurries to score their last touchdown. Oh, my old man's an old black, he wears a silver fern. His face just couldn't take him, so he's out now for a term. So he's out now for a
term. Tahirua Torufa, they won't take my old papa.
So he's out now for a term.
Be Bapalula, give him pork and pooha.
So he's out now for a term.
Free, free, five, five,
four, four, fum. Hey, Howard.
Hey, what?
There's no horries in that scrum. So he's out now for a turn.
Now here's McDonald breaking the line. He's got some support from McCaw. Sayalo's there as well. Back it goes to Sivivatu. Heading out wide it goes to Carter. Carter to Rokitoko. Gets up and goes again. What a brilliant try!
Howard Morrison isn't the only person to record a protest song about rugby. In 1986, another tour was proposed by the All Blacks to apartheid South Africa. Don McGlashan and Chris Knox got a bunch of friends together and they recorded as left, right and centre a straightforward plea to the rugby union and the government of the day. Don't go.
Midnight, all the radios went on. Tuned into the test at Bloemfontein. kicking off in 1960 against the old opponent. 50,000 voices rose against the rain. The last game of the tour brought tears to the eyes. They didn't cry for Sharp, fell on his knees. We only heard the final whistle blowing and the crowd all singing, now is the hour, sing it please. Around the rugby union's pride. But you don't build walls around something you're proud of. You build walls if you're ashamed of what's inside.
So please,
pretend that it's all right. But the bridge you're building brings apartheid here. Do you really want to bleed this country white?
Public image of rugby in the mid-1980s was quite different from that today. This was pre-professionalism, when the focus was on being the best team rather than the biggest brand. There was a lot of resentment remaining from the 1981 Springbok tour, and also a general concern about macho loutishness in rugby culture. It was that No Idea were having a poke at in this next song from their 1985 EP, Class War.
Jack Bunyan had a nose like a pickled onion, and mouth like a squashed tomato, and breath like green cheese. You bastard, you're totally bloody plastered. You got a brain like a pickled turnip, but I'll do as I please.
Bugger, bugger, in the scrum. Grubby lover, goofy fun, goofy fun. Bugger, bugger, let him be hot. Body hugger.
Bugger, 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 b
one more rugby song for you, and this one achieves what Sweet As Mon and Me failed at so miserably. It's funny. The song balances a love of rugby and support for the All Blacks with a tongue-in-cheek dig at the reverence with which the team are treated. It's from the Matakanui Men's Choir, and it's called God Defend the All Blacks.
Justin Marshall, Dan Carter, Kevin Mia Lum, Alan Hewson, Terry Wright, Manonu, Gary Knight, Tane Norton, Sid Cohen, Andy Earl, and Bernie Fraser, Michael Jones, Frank Bunce, Ron Foster, Walker, Dogo, Sim Sam Broad, Richard Lowe, Mills, Boyalina, John Fitzpatrick, Donald Clark, Ian Kirkpatrick,
been listening to Counting the Beat, produced by me, Chris, for Waiheke Radio. In this rugby edition, we've heard songs from Steve Edwards, Tommy Brewster, Howard Morrison, Left, Right and Centre, No Idea, and the Matakanui Men's Choir. You'll find more information, links to the artist sites, and videos on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.